So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. I am beyond excited with my guest today. She was one of the very first Erica Glessing Show guests in 2017 before I had 200,000 listens. Thank you, Stacey A. Cross, for getting uncomfortable with me. She is the comfort killer, and I am so glad to have you here today, Stacey.
I am extraordinarily excited, enthusiastic, and interested, and I am happy to be here with you, Erica. Thank you for having me on again, and congrats on the 200K, baby.
Holy moly, you started it with me. You know what? You know what I want to tell everybody? Stacey A. Cross is big time. She is amazing at helping you change and get out of your comfort zone. And she said yes to my show before I had a show. I reached out. I said, my show starts. She signed up. She said yes. She was, I think, January 3 or something like that, 2017. So thank you so much, Stacey, yeah, for really being part of choosing something that was not really like even a thing. Like, you were a yes to the energy of it before it was a thing. Tell me a little bit about what that's like, yep, to be willing to choose something different. And then, you know, I have to have you just share how you chose the comfort killers again.
Well, choosing the comfort killers, and you can hear me well. Okay. You can hear me well, right? Am I coming through? Good. Yeah, so choosing the comfort killers was not something that I sat at home and said, okay, I'm building a company, and this is the company, and this is... No, it came out of necessity. It came out of me needing an accountability partner. It came out of me developing myself, personally developing myself, and I saw the outcome of actually being consistent in personal development, and I said, you know what? I gotta teach others. See, my mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. So that's where the comfort killers came from, because it was working so well on me that I turned around and said, you know what? I have to turn and give it to the world. And that's where the comfort killers came from.
So we have a pre-chat before y'all get to join and listen to our amazing magic. So I was fessing up to Stacey that I have had some issues changing and naming myself with my vision and then sticking on it when people get weird around it. So can you just talk a little bit about when you get your vision, you say, okay, I'm done making $5 an hour. I'm gonna charge $1,500 for my coaching. Okay. Yeah. And I know a lot of the listeners are going, oh my God, $1,500 for coaching with you? Like what? So when you first start standing in that, and it's a owning your value, right? It's a different energy. How do you stick on that while you're kind of building it?
Yeah, because, you know, it's the art of thinking, right? You know, we all read Napoleon Hill's Thinking Grow Rich, and then all of a sudden, we look in our bank accounts, and it's not rich yet. So, and we continuously look, so how do you stay aligned on that wavelength while you're building this thing? And it boils down to self-worth and the art of manifestation. See, as humans, we're able to think things and get things, but when it's not manifested or materialized in 5 minutes, 100 million of your kids,
right?
We turn around and say, oh, this thing doesn't work. I'm going back to going to work, okay? This doesn't work. I tried it. But let me flip it on the other side. You know, as humans, we have a protective layer, and this layer says we are able to think of something and it will be manifested over time. But we don't like the idea of time. But what if the thoughts we were thinking were monsters, gargoyles, goblins, the scary thing in the closet? And we think of these things sometimes. What if they manifested so quick in your kitchen, right there? You know, so we have this protective layer, and it's to teach us the wisdom of manifestation. So you choose a vision. A vision comes to you. Wow, yes, I'm ready to go. And then next week, next month, you're like, oh my God, this is harder than I thought. It's not even coming true. The progress is in, the first thing you have to do is make a decision. Once this decision is backed by feeling, and we always take feeling out. We think it's just thinking. Once it's backed by feeling and the power that you say, you know what, I'm worth it too. Why not me? Then all these magical areas in the universe, this resources, this magnetic field, this attraction, will put you closer to getting that vision materialized. Right. I had a vision 2 years ago, and I'm just now seeing it being materialized. Nice. And the vision was, if I stay on course, and I'm going to tell you, if I stay on course, if this decision I make, and I work at myself every day, and I'm out here giving, and I have tons of gratitude, and I say my affirmations, and I wake up in a beautiful state for 2 years, because time has to be added. We want it instant, because we're in an instant gratification world. But things need to happen within us. We need to learn this new skill, right? We have to go meet that person. It takes time to meet that right person to align. It takes time to learn some new, to have an experience that gives you just a little nugget or wisdom to move forward. So having a vision is the first part. You got to back it with feeling and knowing that your self-worth is up there. And you have to look at these deep-rooted things. What are those objections that you have in your head that saying, no, I can't? Where did that come from? What's that thought from? Put attention to that thought. Go figure it out. Clear it up, because it's getting you. You have to get ready for abundance, right? Because
absolutely. You have to. And, you know, I had a conversation with my authors this morning, and I was saying, you know, we're in real time. Mm-hmm. So you cannot know. If you're going to go out to someone, ask them to say, buy your program.
Yeah.
We're in real time. So what happened yesterday does not have to repeat.
Yeah.
Because we're in real time. So I do this thing where I pull people through a stadium, a pretend stadium of customers, and I pull them to the product. What if 5 more people found the stadium last night, but you didn't pitch the product this morning because you've been there, done that, right? And so you're like, oh no, I tried teaching that. It didn't work. Nobody came. It was no fun. I didn't have nobody sign up. So then you went, okay, what if you went, I'm going to say it a little bit different. I'm going to engage with my offer better, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to stand in my offer stronger. And then I'm going to be the salesperson that I'm not afraid to be, because nobody woke up in their baby and their mom said, oh, don't be a doctor. Be a salesperson.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right, Erica. You touched such a nice part. No one said that. In fact, we have to train it each day to get better and practice to get better.
Right.
And in our business, we have to continuously get better, try different techniques, practice, engage more, get more confident, and practice builds confidence, experience builds confidence. You're absolutely right. Even about the sales thing. You know, what's the sales process? You know, what is a state of suggestion? Where would people be suggested? If you come to my house and you say that there's a burning fire outside and you're knocking the door, you're banging the door, how likely will I listen to you? Highly, because I'm in a state of, yes, okay, let's do something about it.
Right.
So we have to get into the mind state of where are people at?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, where are people
I want to pause and just let everybody just kind of like, get the double layers of intelligence that were just shared right there, because you might have missed it. And then I have to switch you, because we're just such a short show, and I need to have you talk about real estate, investing. I know you're deep into this. You've been sending me messages about this for a few years. Tell me a little bit about the gift of that and what that is for you and what you can tell my people about that.
Well, real estate is, you know, 2 million years old. I mean, you know, it's if you want... I think everyone should add real estate in whatever they're doing. And if you peel back the layers of any influencer, anyone that you love, anyone that's out there doing anything, you peel back inside their portfolio is real estate. I've come to love it. I never thought about it up until 2 years ago. And I just now added it as something that I need to have an interest in, because I had a vision. Just because I don't have a big portfolio now doesn't mean that I'm not going to stop producing on that vision. But real estate, I feel, should be almost like an anchor for anyone. Get real estate and learn the business of real estate. Learn what people want. Erica, I know that you said that licenses, and I know you know, I just got my real estate license.
Yay!
Why did I do that? It's a new skill, new tool to add on, new stream of income. You know, it's all these things. And people will be like, oh, no, why do I have to do it? No, now watch what happens with the selling. how confident you get.
It's just easier.
Doing this new thing.
Well, I got my license when I inherited a house, and I really studied it for the fun of it. I honestly wasn't going to be a realtor. There's no way in the world. In fact, mm-hmm. I couldn't picture anything less likely in 2004. Mm-hmm. And I was inheriting a house, and I was going to sell it. And I was like, huh, I'm going to pay $70,000 in commissions if I sell these two houses. And I went, I'll just get my license. So then I started studying it. And I think for me, that fascination that you talk about, it's like real property. It's just got a very like fascinating value to it. It's different for me than cash.
Yeah. And I think it's for me, I think it's fun. It's almost like it's this entire new game that's to solve. It's a puzzle to be solved. It's like, it's a fun thing.
Oh God, you're so fun. So if you want to get uncomfortable and you want to start learning about changing your patterns and really stepping up into your alpha you, I can't imagine a better person to do that with than Stacy A. Cross.
Boom.
Tell us how to find you, Stacy, and how can we connect with you and learn from you?
I'm everywhere. They ain't never there. No, that's my little. At Stacy A. Cross on everything. And the domain is The Comfort Killers, which I have a power talk. I want you guys to invite you guys to my power talk. It's all about self-improvement, health, wealth, and happiness, the entire scope of life. And we have a discussion on that. I love you guys. Thank you so much, Erica. I know that this is your year, baby.
Thank you.